indications are that we are going to get as good as we got last year. So there's some very big fish coming through, and there's a lot of fish on the south coast at the moment. So that means that in the next few weeks, they'll turn around the corner and come up the coast, and they'll be here in the Perth metro area.
Okay, so just how good was last year, if I missed out?
Last year was the best year on record, I'd suggest. We got fish, a lot of fish, and the size was just unbelievable. There were several fish taken up around the 8-kilo mark, many, many 6-kilo fish. Generally, we'd average sort of 3 to 4 kilo, maybe a 5-kilo fish in the metropolitan area. Last year, everybody was saying, oh, got one of 6.5, got one of 7, 8 kilos sort of thing, and they weren't uncommon.
Wow. Okay. Now you're talking fish of 6, talking fish of 7, up to 8. What's your biggest, John?
Mine's 8.
Yeah, but nice.
Mine was caught in the eastern state, so that really doesn't count in Western Australia.
You're just rubbing it in now, mate. John, you said a good year, one of the best ever last year, and it looks like we could be on for another great year this season as well. Why do you think that is?
I think sort of we've had couple of changes around, and we've got to implement some more changes, but it's been some control since implemented by Fisheries Department on the catch of them, and they've stopped using them for bait. The commercial fishermen aren't using them for bait. They're finding that they're using other bait for rock lobsters, so that means that sort of they're not breeding as, or they're coming through and they're not being taken for bait. So recreational fishermen are getting them. The other thing that's been environmental, last year we had a very, very good Capes current. Now, everybody knows about the Lewin current, which comes north to south and brings warm water down, and that's a low nutrient feed. The Capes current is one that comes out of the southern Indian Ocean, comes into the southwest corner of Western Australia, then comes north from Cape Lewin up towards Cape Naturalist and keeps on coming a little bit. And that's a cold water current, and so it brings a lot of nutrient with it. That then starts to feed the food chain, and the salmon get into the top end of the food chain.
Okay, good news. Now, fishermen don't like to give up their spots, John, but if I'm in Perth, where could I go to try my luck over the next couple of weeks?
All right, now, spots that are well worth the effort, for metropolitan anglers, anywhere on the beaches from Preston, White Hills, Tim's Thicket, south of Mandurah, right the way through, and then you would find places like Coburn Sound, the ammunition jetty down there in Coogee is another good spot that's turning a lot of good fishing. The North and South Mole, the rock walls at Hillary's, at Mindari and at Ocean Reef, generally, the metropolitan beaches, sort of Floret, Brighton Road, Scarborough, areas along Leighton Beach, Cottesloe Groyne's another good spot. The Cottesloe Beach area itself, down in front of the Cottesloe Surf Club, the Northcott Surf Club, I think that is.
Yep.
It's down along the nudist beach there at Swanbourne. And then right the way through, right up to the lagoon at Yanchep, Two Rocks, it's all... If they come in, they'll come in at the lagoon at Yanchep definitely, and you'll catch some good fish. Then you can go further north to Moore River, and that's another good location for them. The 3 Mile Reef, which is just north of Moore River, it's only 3 km up the beach from Moore River and the mouth of the river itself. That's another good spot.
Okay, might catch more than a salmon near Swanbourne, John. You mentioned where we can go. What do I need? What's your tip to be able to land these salmon, especially if they're pretty big?
Well, you don't need a huge outfit. You don't need heavy line. A standard rod, sort of, I was only talking to a chap a few minutes ago, 3 to 4 metre rod would be ideal, 1 or 2 piece, make it easy to transport. And from that, you would use 6 to 8 kilo line and real little hole, 200 metres of line is ample and it's adequate. And a small sinker, sort of enough to cast the bait out, and you use muleys for bait. The rig is very simple. Generally, it's a sinker on the bottom of the line with a three-way swivel about a metre above it and a leader with your gang of hooks on that. With your muley on it, that'll do ideally, or just for want of something different, swap it around and put the sinker on the leader and the hooks on the bottom of the rig.
And is it true that there's a 400-tonne just school of these salmon?
That's one school.
That's just one?
That's one school.
That sounds massive.
It is huge. It's well, I don't know what sort of the distance would be across it, but there are several schools of fish coming through, and they tend to aggregate. It's rather an interesting species to chase because they tend to school together. They'll chase bait fish, and they love eating herring, and they love eating sardines or muleys, and they'll eat anything that they can get their mouths around, and they're quite voracious when they go, and you'll see them bursting out of the water, sort of the water will go white where they're sort of thrashing around chasing up schools of fish, and they'll herd them into shore. Last year I recall seeing some footage from one of the commercial stations where they'd photographed fish actually in about knee-deep water on the water's edge, chasing herring. And the herring were actually beaching themselves, and the salmon were waiting for them to wash back in, and then they were eating them.
So is that part of their technique, is it, to kind of force them in that direction and then just sit there and it's mealtime?
Yeah, and feed on them. It's sort of it's fascinating to watch, and that's one of the secrets is obviously because they force the bait fish to the surface, then the birds and other predators come in, and so you've got the birds feeding on the bait fish, you've got the salmon underneath feeding on the bait fish. The point to be aware of and be wary of is that they are also prime tucker for sharks, and so you will find that there are a lot of sharks around the schools, and so a word of warning, don't just run willy-nilly into the water to catch salmon because you may find more than you bargained for there.